Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2789.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
When I was in high school, there was my English teacher, who's also the president of the school, and he really taught me to explore the feelings a character might have when I'm reading something. It really wasn't something that occurred to me. I was good at reading things and understanding them and processing them and retaining information, but I never really understood or identified with what characters in a story were going through or what maybe an author was trying to explain or express. And the more I thought about, the more I took that approach when I was reading, the more I found that it was easier to identify with other people in my day-to-day life. So in making me think a little differently about how I might approach reading a novel or something like that, that he really changed my day-to-day interactions with other people. Or tons of other things, you know, it made me a much better writer. He taught me how to more effectively form an argument and express what I'm trying to say, and it is all stuff that I'm very grateful for.
What do you aspire to be?
I don't really aspire to be much of anything other than what I am, I guess. I think I'm doing a pretty good job, if I had to say. But the only thing I'd say, I'd feel disappointed. I would feel disappointed if I didn't make some effort to do what I enjoy and do it with some level of dedication and skill that I'm satisfied with. And, you know, I'm not one of those people who thinks that everything should be exactly ideal and is going to skip out if something isn't the way I like, but my goal isn't to have everything 100% perfect. My goal is to at least be satisfied with what I can do and recognize the things that I can't really change. So some things are within my power to improve, and some things aren't. And I have to recognize what is and what isn't and be satisfied with that. And as long as I'm someone who's satisfied with where he is and what he's doing, then I think that's the only thing I can really aspire to.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Tall, brown hair, no. I'm just like anybody else. I'm smart. I don't really know what you want me to say with this. I mean, I think if you're asking if there's something I feel makes me different, I guess it would be the fact that no matter where I am, no matter what situation I'm put in, I always find some way to, I want to say adapt, you know, to do well or to be comfortable. So I'm the type of person who is not, if you put me in a situation where it's sink or swim, then I'm going to try and find a way to swim.
What type of things make you happy?
I'm happy when I'm just at, you know, with friends at a nice meal. That might be simple, but that's where I find myself just sitting back and looking around and realizing for a second that I'm happy right now. I'm content. Other things, I suppose, would be looking back at a job I've done that I thought would have been difficult and realizing that because I was able to apply myself and just focus on one thing at a time, taking one step at a time towards getting things done, that I was able to accomplish it. And when it's done, looking back on it, that's a very good feeling as well.
What type of things make you sad?
I try not to get upset over most things because most things are outside of my control. So the things I tend to get upset about are things that I do myself, things that I mess up myself when I skip out on something that I should have done, or, you know, those times when you, I don't want to say, saying that, you know, thinking about this, it makes me sound like I never like to relax, but when you kind of have a good when you have a free day or something, or it's the weekend and you kind of just lie around and don't really do anything, you know, sometimes when I look back on those kinds of days, I'm a little upset with myself for not doing anything, but on the other hand, they're just as important, you know, to have some time to relax too. So I don't want to sound too uptight saying that. Yeah, there you go.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I was pretty lucky, and I suppose the more I get out and meet people and discover people who have experiences vastly different from mine, the more I realize that I was lucky. I grew up in an average home suburb. You know, my parents both worked very, very hard to put me through school, and I worked hard because I knew they were both struggling and sacrificing things. So seeing my parents work really hard made me want to work hard, and I was able to get a scholarship to high school, helped pay for that, and I put myself through college, actually, so that's something I'm really proud of, and I'm grateful that my parents both really cared about me and both wanted to see me succeed, and sometimes that, you know, drove them to put me through the ringer a little bit and do things that, you know, were resume boosters and would help give me character or things like that that I didn't really care for, but I suppose those kinds of things helped me too. So yeah, I'm really grateful for that, you know, growing up in that kind of atmosphere, I guess.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
Well, actually, I mentioned this earlier, but no matter what kind of situation you put me in, I'm able to find some way to at least get by, if not thrive. So ideally, you would want to be able to thrive in any situation you're in, and when you just stop and put things in perspective and take things one step at a time, reason through all the problems that you have, and don't get excited about things that might pop up, then you're able to get through things that were daunting at first. So I never really find myself overwhelmed by any sort of task or anything, and no matter what kind of situation I'm in, I always find some way to do well.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think knowing when to keep your mouth shut is a pretty admirable quality. Knowing when to speak out and knowing when to trust in what other people are doing is a pretty admirable quality. And especially when you feel like you have to speak out, being able to speak out no matter who you might be chastising, you know, if you can stand up against people who you know and trust when you feel like you're in the right, and still have them be your friends afterwards, you know, that's a pretty big, pretty important attribute.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I like that I don't really let myself get flustered by anything, and I'm always able to think clearly, because, you know, there are times when you might say people overthink certain situations. I don't feel like that's the case. I feel like I take things too slowly. I feel like I'm able to think clearly and quickly. I think that's a really good quality. And what do I like the least? I'd say, in a way, the same thing, because everyone has really interesting experiences that come not just from when they do well and make good decisions, but when they make not so great decisions too, in a way that's, you know, a bad thing, obviously, because you're making a wrong decision, but it gives you experience, and you can say what you want for good judgment and things, but experience and good judgment are a really powerful combination. So getting, I might not be so experienced because maybe I've avoided some situations because of my good judgment, and you know, yeah, that might have been for the best, but it also might have shown me something or made me think of things in a new way or made me grateful for things when they do go right.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
That's a good question. I know I spoke earlier about how hardworking my parents were, and I really do want to make sure that my children, I want to make sure that they do know the value of working and developing your talents and not just sitting on your talents. I know there was a time when things were, I could skate by on just talent, not really having to work or study, or this was when I was younger and in elementary school, middle school, and even some of high school. I didn't really see the importance of sitting down and studying and repeating my lessons and working with other students and things like that. And that's really a trait that just weakens you because you're not really developing yourself. So I think that's something that does come with experience, obviously, and you have to know that it's not a good thing to do, but I think, you know, I'd like to instill that in my children or anyone else I might pass that lesson on down to, assuming, I don't know.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Just like to talk, have a good meal. I don't really need anything to, I just like spending time with people I care about and talking with them. Even things simple like going on a walk or sitting down on the porch and reading or something, you know, obviously I like to do more active things too, but the times that I really look back on and am grateful for are the times when I get to really see a side of someone that I hadn't before. And it really is surprising after you spend your entire life literally with your family, getting to appreciate some sort of quality in them that you hadn't seen before. And that's something you can take to the rest of your interactions with other people as well.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I really did a lot of everything as a kid. My mother actually ran a daycare out of our home, so there were always kids around. So, you know, we would play baseball out in the yard or just run around and be crazy. But I also really, as far back as I can remember, my father had an Atari and a Nintendo, and he would play them when I was in the crib. I've been fascinated with games my whole life, and there's something about the interaction you have with them and seeing other people play them or playing them yourself, and it's something that you can't get out of any sort of other media. So it's, you know, something I've always been fascinated with and enjoyed having in my life. Obviously, I don't have as much time for it anymore now that I'm working and there are other things in my life, but it's been something that stayed with me my whole life and I love doing thoroughly. So.
What type of books do you enjoy?
I like fiction. Definitely fiction, novels, anything with politics or, you know, scheming involved. Something that's popular right now, Game of Thrones. I love the book series. They're absolutely phenomenal. So I'm most of the way through the third book in the series, so staying a little ahead of the show. Gotta read it before I watch it. But books like that make you think, where you try to guess what things are going to happen next and are really pleased with yourself when you get it right, or are really surprised when something happens that you didn't anticipate at all. I mean, I could list a couple other books. I I'm a pretty big geek, so you know, anything Tolkien, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I guess non-geeky stuff. My favorite novel of all time would probably be The Razor's Edge by Somerset Maugham. It's a book that I read at a really appropriate time in my life. It's about a guy who was in, he was a biplane pilot in World War I and got really jaded by the experience and came back to high society England and was totally out of sync with everything. Didn't really feel like picking out which curtains were going to hang in the new living room or whatever you want to go. didn't really feel like planning for his wedding, so he went off and worked, and he studied at a seminary and worked in a mine and did all sorts of crazy things until he finally found sense of meaning that he was looking for. And that was a really powerful book. I'm not explaining it very well, but I read it at a time in my life when it really affected me, and that's probably my favorite book of all time.
What is your favorite word and why?
I don't have a least favorite word, but I don't have a favorite word, but my least favorite word is favorite, because I write for a geeky website. I'm a huge geek, gonna keep coming back to that, sorry. But when you say a word like favorite or best or some kind of superlative like that, people assume things. It really puts it puts too much emphasis on what you're saying. Like, you can say, oh, well, I guess I use a movie. Casablanca is my favorite movie of all time, and therefore I think it has, you know, the best actors, the best script, the best costumes, and it's just the thing I like. So favorite carries a lot of weight, best carries a lot of weight, and I really don't like them because they're way too broad, and you need to be more specific.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I played baseball through high school. I didn't play for my high school because it was an insanely competitive school. But I love watching baseball. I love watching football and hockey because the local hockey team is pretty good. That's really the only reason I watch it. I don't really know what all the blue lines and red lines are for. But I like sports. I just don't know anything about hockey, and I need to sit down with somebody for half an hour and have them explain to me what all the circles are for.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Oh, I do anything that's interesting to me. Chiefly, I write, I produce videos, I record footage and edit footage together and write scripts and record the voiceovers and edit it all together, produce videos, put them up on YouTube. When I was in college, I actually helped do I worked at the internet radio station they have. Well, it was an FM radio station, and we turned it into an internet radio station as well, and that was really fun. I did a show there for a little while. And, you know, anything that I find interesting, cooking, building things.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
No, nobody's ever said that. And they'd probably be wrong if they said that, because when somebody usually says that, they're either being disingenuous or they're just wrong. That's okay. I don't mind.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
Well, one thing I'm really proud of is that I put myself through school. I was really lucky, actually. I was able to get to do well on a standardized test and get a lot of attention from people from a group that nationally awards scholarships, and having that kind of label on you really does open up a lot of doors. So I was able to get a lot of scholarships. I took a lot of loans on too, but I put myself through college, and actually afterwards I had a pretty good amount of debt, and I paid that off within a year. I feel pretty good about both accomplishments, and that's taught me a lot about how to approach financial situations and being careful about borrowing money and knowing when how to buckle down and pay off loans as quickly as possible.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would like to interview Nikola Tesla, who he's most famously invented alternating current, which powers every country in the world that has power lines. But he also, and what he isn't quite as famous for, is inventing pretty much every form of wireless technology that exists, from radar to even the fundamental science behind satellites. And he did this all in the 1920s, I think. I might have just lost some nerd cred there if I got that date wrong, but I'm pretty sure on that. But the impact of his work is profound, and anytime you use a wireless device, from a phone to wireless internet, it's really based off his work, and it's the type of work that he knew, the technology he knew would work, but the world wasn't advanced enough to actually use it for a practical purpose yet. Like, microprocessors didn't exist, various forms of other technology that couldn't really be brought to good use until the 60s and 70s. So he is just a phenomenal person, and he's absolutely crazy, so I'm sure he'd be interesting to interview.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Oof. Like I said earlier, even if I don't have much time to think about something, I tend to weigh my options pretty carefully and make a good decision pretty quickly. But as far as taking big risks, well, this is one thing I really regret. I can't really say it at any one time that I've taken I've made a huge life-altering decision that wasn't fairly safe in some way. So I'm a little bit disappointed about that, but there's still plenty of time left to do crazy things and make decisions that might not work out, but I think that's really where the fun is, so I'm sure I'll get to it soon.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Well, when I was in high school and college, up until then, I wasn't really familiar with much music. My tastes were really, really bad. My tastes in music were really bad. So it didn't really change until I got to college and started working at the radio station, got exposed to so many different types of music, working for live shows there, and hearing other people, what they were playing, and it was just an amazing experience. And I don't know if there's any one artist in particular who really challenged the way I looked at music, but my eyes were open to new genres, especially stuff like, hip-hop, and I sound stupid for picking out maybe that one as particular, but stuff other than bad pop rock, let me put it that way, which is pretty much what I was into through high school. So any artist who can open your eyes to something other than that is pretty amazing.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I can think of a lot of answers to that, but I will say that if I had my choice, if I were to skip, if I were to be able to do anything, then I'm going to assume that this question means for a living, for a job. I would love to be a producer at a video game company, and maybe not be as technical as some of the other people there, but work on making decisions, work on getting things done, work on implementing the original vision behind the project, and be the go-to person who is able to get things done no matter what. I think that would be the ideal position for me, and it would be doing what I love, which is, games. So I think that would be it.
Where would you like to be the most?
I'm not exactly sure what it I'm I think that's pretty much the same exact question. I guess if there was a physical place right now where I'd like to be, it would be on a nice, cool sandy beach, about 75, 80 degrees, nice weather. But barring that, I would like to just be someplace where I'm comfortable and where I'm able to thrive and use my skills to achieve something that I'm proud of.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Someone who is really open-minded and is just as, I suppose, driven as me, who not only, I think it's kind of, I don't want to say someone who completes me, because that's not what I'm looking for, and I'm not sure that's a good thing to look for, but someone who challenges me to improve myself, and who I can challenge to improve themselves. So it's that type of relationship is what I want, where, you know, we really understand each other, but we are able to push each other just enough and support each other when we need to. And yeah, that's ideally what I would want.
What is your approach to life?
Try to avoid walking out in the street without looking both directions. Keep living, I think, is a pretty good approach to life. In such a way as to allow yourself to look back on what you've done and be proud or at least satisfied. I think that's really all you can ask for.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
You know, maybe I haven't been through anything that's that terribly difficult. I suppose I have, but the important thing is to not let it weigh you down. So even if I had gone through something that was terrible, I would have to look back on it and say it wasn't that bad. And anything that happens in the future isn't going to be that bad, because I've already gone through some stuff and had it turn out to not be so bad. So don't thinking of things as difficult times or as unsurmountable challenges is not really a good attitude, I guess. Sorry if that's not answering your questions, but there's nothing that's really that big a deal, so just get to it. And if you can't get to it, I suppose get over it.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I don't like board games. There's not really much I can say. This isn't a board game, but it might have been technically a kind of a board game, but it was called Guess Who, I think. And you had a deck of cards, and you picked, each card had a face on it, and each player secretly picked a face, and that was their character, that was who they are. And they had a board that had each of the possible characters on it, and you had to ask the other player about questions, yes or no questions, about their character, and they answered honestly, and you eliminated people based on their answers, and you had to guess who their person was, and whoever guessed first won. So I enjoyed that game, and getting creative at asking questions, and that was fun. But anything else, like Monopoly, just takes forever, and is boring, is not engaging. Sorry if you like Monopoly, sorry if you like Scrabble, but I don't like them, or Risk, or I'm just going to keep alienating people, so probably should stop talking.
Who is your favorite actor?
Oh, if there was one person who would probably make me want to sit down and watch a movie regardless of what it was, there are a couple people. Michael Fassbender is amazing. I saw Prometheus, and it was not that good, but he was amazing in it. Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, I'm going to keep naming more British people. Let me try to think of somebody American. Robert Downey Jr. is awesome. Ed Norton, fantastic actor. Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite. I suppose Patrick Stewart would probably be my favorite actor of all time.
What is your favorite dinner?
I like sushi. Sushi, any sushi is fantastic. Eel, squid, tuna, salmon, monkfish liver, all very good.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I plead the fifth.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I take a shower. I don't do tantric yoga for an hour in the morning. I'm sorry if that's not interesting, but yeah, there you have it.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I can't sing very well. I'm sorry. Just not in... I'm okay, but I can't sing very well. I'd like very much to sing. I would like to be able to sing well, but maybe that's something you have to work at more than I do. But
why did you choose consultant as your career or line of work?
It's challenging, and it pays well, and it's secure, and I basically change jobs every year or two, so I don't really want to be the person who's stuck at a cube for 30 years unless he really, really enjoys that. Nothing against it if you really, really enjoy it, but I don't want to be stuck in any one spot, and doing that really keeps me on my toes because I'm changing projects every year or two. So.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Not interesting. I do it. Some things are interesting, but it's not really that interesting, I suppose, unless you really like test scripts and database. I just do it. It's challenging. I suppose the challenge is interesting, but I'm not going to lie to you and say that I get up thinking, or I spend my free time thinking about all the test scripts I have to write or technical documents I have to review. I don't. I spend my free time thinking about fun things, and my job is not really among them. Sorry, I'm just being honest.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
Definitely gone through this one already. I want to be a game producer. Guy who makes decisions, works with teams, just in general gets things done on time. And I think my skills are geared very well towards that. I'm pretty excited because I got to lead a team now at my current project, and maybe I'll be able to leverage that as experience when I want to try and move into gaming.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
If you would have asked me this question 10 years ago, I would not have been able to accurately tell you at all who I am now or anything like that. It's impossible to tell. I just want to... At least I've made some good decisions, maybe some not so good ones, and I've gained a lot of interesting experience, and be better at whatever I'm doing, and be capable, and it'd be fun to have, you know, a family or someone in my life, I guess. But maybe I will, maybe I won't, I don't know. There you have it.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Just something personal and quiet, getting to know someone. You know, I love going out to bars and clubs and dancing as a way to release steam and relax, but that's not a good way to really get to know someone. Maybe it's a good way to go out with someone you already know very well, and that's fun too, but just going, sharing, you know, favorite restaurants and going to favorite places together, or listening to music or discovering things about one another, it's really refreshing getting to know someone who you like and share a lot in common with and want to know better and have in your life.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone who's interesting. Someone who is doing something that they enjoy and applying themselves and trying to grow and would encourage me to do the same thing.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Just be conscious of what they need and try to help them with it. Doing the little things, I suppose, and also sometimes things like reassuring them and maybe criticizing them when they need it, but in a way that is appropriate and not you don't take it too far. So just not being afraid to tell them what they need to hear, and also giving them a break when they need it and doing things for them, even something small like making them dinner or getting them something or doing something to help them relax.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I thought it would be a good opportunity for myself, for one thing, and I guess it's just hardwired in me to try and do what I can for people. I don't want to sound like a jerk or like I have too high of an image of myself, but I have pretty good genes too, I guess, and helping people and with the kinds of difficulty they had, like my parents also had difficulty having kids, and they didn't have me until they were older, and I know it was, my mom had a really, really tough time of it, and she had, you know, she had some difficulties, so being able to help there is really important too. So, you know, just doing what I can, and honestly, because I'm, you know, not entirely unrewarded, so you have to look at that side of it too, but chiefly because it's kind of hardwired to try and do what I can.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
It's crazy thinking that the offspring part of this is crazy. So I guess hopefully if you've listened to this or part of this or all of this, you have some kind of idea of who I am. But if just do what you can and be satisfied, I guess work hard, use your skills. Don't take yourself too seriously. Don't take things too seriously. And try to understand other people. If you're parents, I try to do all those things. So if you're looking for a candidate, I guess then maybe that's to my credit, or maybe not. Maybe you want somebody who's selfish and wants to just screw everyone over and get ahead in life. That person is not me. So you can count on that, making a decision. But offspring, that question... The idea that someone like that might be listening to this is almost mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing. So I don't really know what I can say except just work until you're satisfied with it and try and take it easy.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2789.